And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 43 degrees under overcast skies. And joining me in the studio, I have a number of folks here to talk about polio. From Sitka Rotary Club, we have Sharon Bergman, who's the president, and Shannon Hoagland. And then from the Public Health Office, we have Penny Lehman. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Well, there's a number of things happening this week. One, it's National Infant Immunization Week, which I think Penny you'll talk a bit more about a little later. And then, two, there's this mobilization around polio awareness, which Rotary is doing. The Sitka Rotary Club is spearheading right now. What are you folks doing? How are you getting the word out?
Well, we thought a good way to get the word out would be to take over that display case in the front of the library, and we were really excited about it until I saw how big it was. Like, I knew how big it was, but when I looked at it, I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to have to start working on this really fast. But locally, we're involved in raising awareness about the importance of the eradication of polio on a worldwide level. And trying to make people just a little more globally aware. Rotary is involved in the actual, not just awareness, but the direct eradication of polio on a worldwide basis. But I think there's not a lot of awareness that polio is still a problem in the world. Mm-hmm. Kind of attacking on two fronts, and Penny was a natural person to contact since she could actually explain to you what the disease is. And while I'm aware of what it is on a kind of a minor level, she can actually use medical terms.
And you're wearing you're wearing this really arresting and stunning sweatshirt that's bright red with big block letters and polio now. Are those sweatshirts part of Rotary's campaign?
It is. That's one of them. And the other part of the campaign is We're This Close. We have a lot of celebrities posing with their, the expression we use is the final inch. We are so close to the eradication of polio. It's still going to cost a ton of money to get rid of it in the three endemic countries and other places in the world where you still see polio. So you see like Jackie Chan holding up his hand. You see Itzhak Perlman holding up his hand, just kind of showing the final inch. And we were actually in the paper with us, a bunch of Rotarians kind of, you know, holding up our hands, the final inch, we're so close.
Mm. Well, this is a major focus of Rotary International. And the Sitka chapter, do you do fundraising around this? Is this more than just raising awareness, but also trying to contribute to the cause? Sharon?
Yes, we do. We do a lot of within our club fundraising, and we do like fines within our meetings that we donate. We have members who come up with different things, dessert auctions, things like that, so they can donate. And we also do, you know, fundraisers around town, and we the money from those fundraisers goes towards the efforts to eradicate polio.
And what have been some of the responses you've received as you've really worked to get the word out about this in the community and in Southeast Alaska?
Well, I think there's been a variety. I mean, there are so many more hot diseases in this world. I mean, 10 years ago, it felt like it was AIDS, and today, worldwide AIDS. That polio feels very 60 years ago. So, I mean, if that's people's attitude, it's going to be hard to raise money. But I would say it's been a variety. The more people learn, the more excited they are about it, especially when they realize it's a disease of poor people, like really poor people. The three of the poorest countries in the world are places where it's endemic, and that's Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Nigeria, and war-torn countries is where it's cropping up again. Yeah. I think Penny knows a little bit more about that.
Well, Penny, would you like to tell us a bit about polio and how it's not simply a disease of 60 years ago?
It's certainly not a disease of 60 years ago. And thank you to the Rotary for all of their efforts in polio eradication, because it is true, there is just one inch left. I think in the U.S., you know, we feel very comfortable and unfortunately sometimes complacent, because we have not seen polio in the U.S. for many, many years. And when I was growing up, I can remember my mother being extremely upset that, you know, I went on a playground with a bunch of other kids. I grew up in the 50s, and that's when, you know, the polio vaccine first came on the scene, like in 1958, around that time.
That's right.
So I have a personal or a memory of my mother being outraged because I could have gotten polio. So I have that. But I think families today have no conception of what polio might be. They don't hear about polio. They don't see polio. And the immunizations that we're using here in the U.S., it's you go in for a well-child check, and there's five pokes, and you think, well, really? Is this what I want to be doing? But definitely it is what families want to be doing because it's only a plane ride away. And if there is a certain percentage of our population that's not vaccinated against this viral disease, for which there is no cure, the only prevention is a vaccine. We can see polio here in the U.S. We're seeing it now with measles. Our measles vaccination rates have dropped in some areas of the country, like in California. There's been, in Washington State, there's been measles recently. So
you talked a little bit about like the herd.
Herd immunity.
Yeah, herd immunity.
Right.
Where it's like the more people, you know, you have to have a certain percentage of people being vaccinated or it can just take off again.
So you feel like it's very important to raise public awareness that, you know, people should continue to get vaccinated. We're hearing about polio quite a bit more in terms of the global context.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is there a possibility that it could experience resurgence here in the States?
I think, I mean, it's possible. It's probably highly unlikely. But what, you know, Shannon has a very good point. It's herd immunity. It's, I also call it community immunity. If we have a certain level of our population that is vaccinated, it protects you and your children, but it also protects the infants that can't be immunized. It protects your neighbors with cancer. It protects other people who can't be immunized against polio.
Now, we all have this image of polio as a paralyzing disease. What other hallmarks are there of it?
It's a very small portion of people who contract polio have the paralyzing piece to it. It paralyzes, you know, limbs, but it can also paralyze your breathing, and you've heard of the iron lungs. And as I said, there is no cure, just the vaccine to prevent it. And we are seeing it in war-torn areas now.
And right now, when we were kind of doing the math last night, Sharon and I, and Rotary feels it's so important that they've spent $1.2 billion, what did you say, since in 1985? And but our big, kind of our flagship program now is the Gates Foundation Challenge, and they gave us, I think, $300 million, and we had to match it with $100 million. And because we reached that goal, the 1.2 million Rotarians worldwide reached that goal so quickly, the Gates Foundation gave us another.
It was in 2009. It was a $200 million challenge. And we met that 6 months in advance of schedule. So then they donated an additional $50 million.
Okay. Now, Penny, it is National Infant Immunization Week. So your focus here is letting folks know that they can get vaccinated for free at the public health office.
We do. We do have free vaccines available. There's no administration charge for immunizations from, you know, birth to the elderly. If anybody has any questions about immunizations or vaccine-preventable diseases, you know, call your healthcare provider, or you can call us at the Sitka Public Health Clinic.
And is there anything people need to bring with them if they decide to pop in to get their children vaccinated?
No. Well, actually, that's a very good question because their immunization record would be a very good thing. Thank you.
Okay. And then folks who are interested in learning more about polio or getting involved with the polio program through Rotary, what opportunities are there out there, Shannon?
Well, I mean, I think the best thing you could ever do is if you joined Rotary, you could actually go on a polio vaccination mission. And Chris Ann Rice has done that. A lot of Rotarians have done that. And you can really see the depth of the problem in other places and the enthusiasm people have for immunizing their children in other countries where they don't take it for granted. We will accept donations. We give $1,000 a year. If we had more, we could cover the cost of a club in Nigeria who might not be able to raise $1,000. So, of course, we accept donations at any club meeting. Anyone's welcome to come and be a guest of a Rotarian at any meeting. I don't think we have a polio education event scheduled for this month, but we'll make sure we get something in the paper and on the radio when we do, and you can come learn more. Or just check us out at the library. We'll be there for the month, and I hope we can fill that space.
Lots of red sweatshirts.
Yes. Yeah, we have at least a couple of those.
And those stunning red sweatshirts are available for sale, correct?
They are. Just talk to Sharon, and she'll order you one. Sharon Bergman, our fearless president, until June. And then Kari Lundgren is going to be our president.
All right. Any closing thoughts, ladies?
Thanks for having us. God,
thanks.
I felt like we covered a lot of ground. We still have more. Yes. Famous, one final thing. Famous people who've had polio. Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, FDR, Desmond Tutu, and Gene Simmons, the leader of KISS.
All righty, just to make it more relevant and approachable for the public. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks,
Melissa.
We've been speaking with Shannon Hoagland and Sharon Bergman from Sitka Rotary Club and Penny Lehman from the